Well, by law, they do need a verb, education, planning, and taxation.
That's what the Administrative Code says. The statute doesn't say that.
Brent Williams, a staff member with the state's local boundary commission, held two informational meetings with the residents in the area this month and fielded questions on how the commission will be deciding on Petersburg's borough petition. Williams made one presentation to an audience of about two dozen residents at a private home in Keene Channel, south of Petersburg. Williams said the state commission will be deciding on whether the proposed borough meets the standards spelled out in the state constitution.
There are these standards, and arguments are made on both sides, and the commission looks at things and determines that discretion head and looks at what does it or does it not meet the standard based on the evidence given to the commission. So people have submitted arguments and it's evidence. It's like being in court in effect.
So whoever has the best lawyer wins.
I wouldn't go as far as that. Because that's where all of you come in. Now, how many of you are lawyers? But you will make arguments, and those arguments are listened to.
The city of Petersburg has petitioned to the state to dissolve and form a new Petersburg borough that would encompass more than 4,300 square miles of land and water in central southeast. The proposed borough would be nearly 100 times the size of the current city of Petersburg. Williams outlined the borough incorporation process, and he fielded questions on requirements for incorporation, borough powers and responsibilities, and the rights of remote residents who could become part of the new borough. Audience members at the Keene Channel meeting came from remote homes on Kuprinoff Island, as well as from the Papke's Landing neighborhood off of Mitkoff Highway south of Petersburg. Most attended a meeting earlier that afternoon for a group called Concerned Citizens of the Unorganized Borough, which was formed to oppose Petersburg's petition. The group is having monthly meetings and has started up a website at stoptheborough.org. After the recent informational meeting, Keene Channel resident Debbie Cole said she'd rather not be part of any municipal government.
I mean, I'm not anti-government, but I don't want to be part of a borough. I don't want to have to pay property taxes to the city of Petersburg. I don't want to have to get a building permit. I mean, it's just, I don't want to have to, because then they'll start telling us if we can have a bonfire or not. Fireworks, probably be out the window. You know, I don't like those decisions. I mean, that's why we've been here. It's because we can do what we want to do.
Remote residents do not think they'll receive any services in return for paying property taxes to a Petersburg borough. Others are concerned about new laws infringing on an independent lifestyle. Gary Williams and his wife retired from teaching in Metlakatla 10 years ago and decided to build a home on Keene Island.
And we wanted to stay in Alaska. And we love this area, and we love Petersburg, but we didn't want to live in the city. So when we went out to Keene Island, we decided we're going to build our a life there. And so we just kind of have a negative feeling about being now controlled by the city of Petersburg when that wasn't our intention in the first place, and it wasn't even a factor to even consider at the time we started building.
When and if the borough goes to a public vote, Williams thinks it might not pass, even though the number of residents outside of Petersburg are just a fraction of the in-town voters. While the audience in Keene Channel was made up of primarily borough opponents, supporters of the effort turned out to a meeting the following day at the Sons of Norway Hall in Petersburg. Among the crowd was a city employee, Susan Christensen.
I live very close to the city limits, and I feel like I pay very little of my fair share of the city costs and expenses. I'm also a city worker, and I just feel like it's irresponsible to not borrow up. And I'm frustrated election after election that I'm not allowed to vote in City of Petersburg matters, and I can't serve on any boards or committees.
Christensen has submitted comments to the LBC supporting the petition. Those comments and others, including anti-borough comments, are posted on the City of Petersburg's website. Another local resident, Don Koenigs, helped gather signatures for the borough petition and will be taking a seat on Petersburg City Council this fall.
The people that live outside the current city limits are part of our community, and I would like to see them be incorporated within within a borough and have a voice, and have, so they can say what they oppose and what they support and what service areas they might want to see or not see, and actively get involved in that. But it remains to be seen whether or not, you know, what happens. We've been successful with the petition, and I just say let's continue to move it forward and listen to their comments, those people that oppose it as well as that support it.
In addition to comments, people can also file what's called a responsive brief, which is a more detailed argument that allows a filer to call witnesses during a public hearing before the commission. Comments and responsive briefs will also be posted on the State Commission's website. Click on the link there for current activities and find the Petersburg petition and other filings. The deadline to file public comments and briefs during this round is Wednesday, October 26th at 4:30 p.m. This fall and winter, LBC staff will be preparing a report on the petition and any comments, followed by an additional chance for comment. A public hearing should happen in late spring next year, and after that, the commission will be deciding to approve, deny, or amend Petersburg's petition. If it's approved, it would then go to a public vote. With help from Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.